News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by Financial Engines. This damp, gloomy morning could be turning dangerous as the winds start picking up. We're expecting gusts to reach up to around 40 miles an hour today, and the heaviest downpours moving from south to north from mid-morning to early afternoon. It's all part of the same weather system that brought tornadoes to the southeast, says Matt Ellie to the National Weather Service.
It's all connected, really. We're just kind of on the northern edge of this really large and kind of dynamic system here. There in the warm sector where you get the really good thunderstorms.
Severe weather in the south killed at least 18 people over the weekend. Fairfax County Police say they're looking for the people who shot at a police cruiser overnight last night. They say it happened around midnight around Georgetown Pike and Walker Lane in the Great Falls area. They say the car they're looking for is likely a late 90s or early 2000s white sedan that may have a shattered passenger window. There were no reports of any injuries. Many of the 230 protesters who were arrested on Friday spent their weekend in court. Most were released, and the judge ordered them to come back to court in a month and to not get into any trouble between now and then. The felony rioting charge carries a 10-year prison sentence max. Another man from Florida was arrested over the weekend for throwing rocks at the police. A lawsuit filed by 17 protesters alleges unlawful detainment, complaining the worst of the rioters got away while police only arrested bystanders. And we now have the final Metro numbers over the busy two-day period. The Women's March now ranks as the second busiest day in Metro history as they handled just over a million trips. The inauguration saw about 571,000 people pass through, fewer than a normal weekday, Metro says. Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld in a memo says he's proud of the work they did. President Trump will meet with congressional leaders from both parties today at the White House, starting his first full work week and looking for more confirmations of his cabinet picks.
The president's choice for Secretary of State, ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson, is getting one wavering Republican support. Senator John McCain had concerns about Tillerson's ties to Russia, but told ABC's This Week he gives any incumbent president the benefit of the doubt. As chair of the Armed Services Committee, McCain quickly drove retired General Mike Mattis's nomination as defense secretary to the Senate floor for approval Friday. When pressed, McCain could not say if he has such confidence in President Trump himself.
I do not know, George. I do not know, because he has made so many comments that are contradictory.
In Washington, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And another chapter in the bitter back and forth between the White House press and new press secretary Sean Spicer could be written today, as Spicer is set to take questions at his briefing at 1:30 this afternoon. Spicer claimed reporters misled people about how many people actually attended the inauguration without providing any proof of higher attendance himself. Top White House advisor Kellyanne Conway claimed Spicer was providing alternative facts. You can start filing your tax returns today, both with the IRS and in the state of Maryland.
Maryland's comptroller says most taxpayers can get their state refunds pretty quickly.
We're going to average about 2.1 business days upon receipt of an electronically filed return.
Unless, says Peter Francio, your return gets flagged.
If your return gets put into that questionable return file for some reason, it may be longer before you get your refund.
In all, the state plans to return $2 billion to Maryland taxpayers. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A state Senate committee in Richmond is taking up a bill today that could ultimately lead to casinos in Virginia. The bill legalizes casino gaming there, but it would only be allowed in communities that pass a referendum approving of it. MGM's opening at National Harbor may change the dynamic for the bill, says political analyst Quentin Kidd.
It could be that as Virginia sees the revenue that gets generated by Maryland, they become more open to the idea of trying to capture that revenue back.
Most of the money from Virginia casinos would go toward funding road projects in the Hampton Roads area. And the New England Patriots are on their way to their seventh Super Bowl appearance since 2001 after demolishing the Steelers. The novelty hasn't worn off yet to Tom Brady.
You know, we should enjoy this. It's really, you never know if you'll get these opportunities in life. And fortunately, this team has got the opportunity, and now we got to, do something, go try to take advantage.
He'll be facing the Falcons, who similarly blew out Green Bay. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,827, NASDAQ at 55.55. Sports again, New England and Atlanta meet in Super Bowl 51. The Skins promote from within, naming Greg Minuski their new defensive coordinator. The Caps and Wizards both in action tonight as well. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Hybridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. to learn more. Visit BethesdaHybridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com.
7:05 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, Germantown commuters coming southbound. Three-car crash. It's going to be south of 118. Looks like it's confined to the left shoulder, but definitely a distraction still for all. Around the Beltway, topside, normal volume, College Park to Silver Spring, which is a surprise. We have terrible conditions this morning for the commute. If you haven't heard, all the gusty winds and have heavy rain and road spray. So please plan plenty of time. You need plenty of braking distance too. Let's go in Fairfax. We have eastbound on Braddock Road before you get to the Beltway for the crash. Also, Guinea Road south of 120, Braddock Road had a tree down. Herbie Road south of 123 in McLean, tree down. Bethesda, tree wires down, closes Seven Locks Road south of Bradley Boulevard. That is going to be shut down in each direction. They have a huge tree they're dealing with there. Getting you into town across the 14th Street Bridge, freeway slow each direction, and in Landmark, the crash to the shoulder, 395 as you pass Duke Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour. Look for the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50. Rain early tonight, then showers low near 40. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Vienna, 43 in Greenbelt, 47 here in D.C. Traffic and weather brought to you by Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. The lawsuit's getting filed today claiming Donald Trump is violating the Constitution. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Joe Concha, media analyst, will join us. He works for The Hill. And at 8:35, buckle up, everybody. Diamond and Silk are going to be in the house. And that is always entertaining. Very vocal supporters of Donald Trump on this, his first full work day in office, his first full week. We're starting the full week of the Trump administration this week. So a very interesting week and a great day to be dialed in right here at WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson. Joining me here as my guest host today, Jesse Jane Duff.
I'm so excited to be here. I know everybody loves Mondays like me. Get that coffee down and get going to work.
All right. Joining us on the line right now, as he does every Monday, Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, how are you this morning?
Great. It was a wonderful weekend.
It really was in many ways. I want to talk about the protest, not to, to accentuate the negative, but look, these people who got arrested, I think 230 people got arrested. They're now saying that 217 of them will actually face the charge of rioting, which, as Jesse Jane Duff correctly said last hour, and I was incorrect about this, the fine is like $25,000, but you could spend 10 years in jail. I don't remember them bringing charges like it. Usually they just, you know, process them and let them go.
Yeah, well, we usually don't have, what we usually have are demonstrators who do sit-ins or sit outside an embassy in violation of the 500-foot rule. What happened the other day, and I can testify to it because Victoria and I were on our way to a friend's house on Pennsylvania Avenue to watch the parade when we got caught at 14th and K Street.
Oh, my.
In the very riot that was going on. And We had to get out of our cab, which was blocked and couldn't move because of police vehicles. And there were huge explosions that we heard. And those, of course, were the tear gas canisters exploding. I don't know if people have ever heard those, but the concussion from those explosions is quite remarkable. And we got out of there, but you could see that windows were being broken. This was serious business. That statute, by the way, was passed after the 1968 riots. It's called the Martin Luther King statute, interestingly enough, because the riots happened as a result of his death. That's a 10-year felony. There are times when it can be as much as a 20-year felony. It's very serious business. These cases will not be dismissed by the U.S. attorney. These are going to be prosecuted to the fullest extent to send a signal. You come here and do that kind of stuff, this is not Seattle where you walk away.
Joe, this is Jesse. I had posted that on Twitter that the majority of these 230 protesters will be arrested and face these fines. And Sheriff David Clark challenged me on Twitter. He said, I'm not buying it. Only way felony charges are issued is if we keep up with it. Otherwise, leniency, plea bargains will be handed out. What's your take on that?
There may be some plea bargains for people who are on the periphery, but who were part of the mob. It's called the anti-riot statute for a reason. It is designed to protect the public safety. I will be very interested in how the current U.S. attorney, who is an Obama holdover, handles these cases. These people should have the book thrown at them. What they did had nothing to do with protesting the current president. It had to do with destroying private property, ruining people's businesses, interfering with my ability to freely flow to the inaugural events, and I was prohibited from doing so. This is outrageous behavior, and you cannot tolerate it in the nation's capital, because the minute you send the signal that it's okay to do it and you're lenient, you're going to get more of it.
All right, Joe. Donald Trump went right to work signing executive orders. He's apparently going to be signing quite a few today and throughout the rest of this week. What do we know about what he's done thus far and what he plans to do?
Well, the most important thing was that he signed an executive order ordering all relevant agencies not to impose a fiscal burden on any state or person, and that is to remove the regulatory burden of Obamacare. And what they did basically was they eliminated the mandatory fee and all taxes associated with it. And it was a bold step by the president. We knew he was going to do this, but he also signed an executive order that told all the federal agencies to stop issuing regulations. And that of course was part of his campaign. He did it immediately. So I think, by and large, a very busy and very, very good day.
For people who don't know, I mean, when a law is passed, it is up to the different agencies often to determine how the law is going to be enforced and the way they interpret the law. Maybe, absolutely. So. But it is within the right of an executive authority, the President of the United States, to tell his agencies, I want you to look at this differently going forward.
That's correct. Well, what he did was he said that we're going to defer and waive all of the provisions that require taxes, penalties, and mandates until such time as Congress acts. Now, the bureaucracy is about 90% Democrat. We all know that. And the question is, will they try to obstruct the president's executive order? My suggestion to the bureaucracy is get out of the way, because he will do exactly what Reagan did with the air traffic controllers. People will be fired, and then they can litigate the question of whether or not they have the right to their jobs. This is the one thing that I'm very hopeful that the federal bureaucracy will simply do its job like civil servants and not try to sabotage the president of the United States.
Hey, Joe, some of the word out was that there was a debate within the Trump administration whether they should do a shock and awe and remove all the executive orders that they don't like all at once, or if they should do a soft, slow effect. And apparently the soft, slow effect was what had take one out because they were fearful that it could cause a lot of derailment with some of the nominees. What's your take on that?
I agree. I like the soft rollout, and I would make a recommendation to them respectfully, and that is don't step on your message. Yeah, every one of these executive orders is a powerful statement about keeping your promise and changing the course of government in the future. When you step on that message, those executive orders, with a debate, an unnecessary debate about the side of the inaugural crowd, you make a terrible mistake.
You are preaching my song this morning,
Joe. Unnecessary, yep. Unforced error.
All right, Kushner. Jared Kushner has been cleared to become a part of the White House staff. The Justice Department has ruled that there is no nepotism violation of the nepotism laws. Who in the Justice Department makes that? Was it a decision made, you know, before he came in, before the swearing in, or after?
Well, they asked the Justice Department, the White House counsel, Don McGahn, asked the Office of Legal Counsel in the Justice Department for an opinion, which is why the Office of Legal Counsel was in the Justice Department, to give opinions to the President and to the executive agencies about whether or not Jared Kushner is subject to the conflict of interest laws and the anti-nepotism laws. And the answer is, he is not, because the President of the United States is not subject to the anti-nepotism laws or the conflict of interest laws, and cannot be under the Constitution. And what they ruled was, the president has every right in the world to get the advice of his children, his relatives, anybody in his family that he wants. If he wants to put them on the payroll, then they must abide by the conflict of interest laws, that they personally, and they have all agreed to do so. Jared Kushner, of course, is his son-in-law, and the Office of Legal Counsel ruled that that was right. A perfectly legal and constitutional thing for the son-in-law to be on the payroll.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Joe, I really appreciate you being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
It is now time to check on traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Monday morning's tough to get going, but I have better news. In Bethesda, just reopened is Seven Locks Road south of Bradley Boulevard. That had been closed since the start of the rush hour. Tree that brought down wires, but they've been able to reopen the roadway. So now you can use Seven Locks north of River Road in each direction. Now 270 southbound, lots of volume, no surprise. As you head through Urbana down to Hyattstown, we had a crash southbound in Germantown past 118. That's now on the shoulder, essentially in the backups that take you down through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway, Outer Loop, Connecticut Avenue. Looks like we still have a lane blocked here with the crash. Delays as you come from College Park to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. And I'm still watching this DC 295 very slow as you come off the Beltway up toward the exit from the Naval Research Lab. I spoke to DDOT crews, so they're not working anything. Just plan for the extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a lot of rain and wind today. Gusts around 40 miles an hour, and in fact, we're in a wind advisory until 4 p.m. with gusts expected to exceed 40 miles an hour, which means we may lose some power around here. Windy and rainy, high today around 50 degrees. Tonight, windy with rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers late, lows near 40, and again, the winds will continue. Windy tomorrow, high of 50. Wednesday looks like a really nice day, temperatures in the 60s. Thursday and Friday, temperatures will be in the 40s to low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Your heating system is working hard just to keep up with these cold temperatures. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any heating repair. That's huge savings. Don't be left out in the cold. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
That was Sean Spicer, who came out, I guess it was on Friday evening, and really excoriated the press for the way they were covering the reports of turnout for the inauguration. I'm sorry, did I say that was Saturday? Saturday, excuse me, I apologize, that was on Saturday. But here's the thing, it was, he was wrong. And I just have to say that. I'm going to be supportive of this administration, but when they come out and say something that's just blatantly wrong, I have to call them on it, and that was wrong.
I agree.
And more importantly, Joe was exactly right. This is the thing that the media are talking about for 3 days. It was a self-inflicted wound. It wasn't the brightest thing to do. It was a mistake to go out there and try to do this, because now that's everybody is talking about how he attacked the media and not talking about the really interesting things that this administration is doing.
Right. Let's talk about where we're going, and then you can...
And you can also focus in on, let's be clear, people, that the media had ensured that people were scared to come to D.C. The very media that is saying how low the attendance record is the very media that wanted a low attendance record. They essentially set the stage for a low attendance because people from middle of America are hearing all these reports. I'm getting texts and tweets from people asking me, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you going to be all right? And I'm thinking to myself, are you crazy? Washington, D.C. is going to be one of the most protected cities in the world.
Well, one of the things that set people wrong, and by the way, if you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear from you. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here is Sean Spicer, and it really got ugly when he came after the press in that press event on Saturday.
The president is committed to unifying our country, and that was the focus of his inaugural address. This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult.
He's right. There is dishonesty in the media, and this administration is not getting a fair shake. However, they were right when they talked about the size of the crowds. I don't know why you picked that battle.
And I just don't understand. And he really could have blasted the media for their very presentation of this inauguration to prevent people from coming. And one of the law enforcement officers who called in earlier said many of the people were couldn't get in because protesters were blocking some of these entrances. With that also said, I got a tweet from someone who's listening right now, and it was an article, but of course from a right conservative column that shows various pictures of the mall and when it happened. First of all, I cannot even retweet that or use that as factual evidence because this particular website, I can't verify where the photos were taken or when they were taken. So don't send me all of this literature that says, oh, no, Donald Trump's telling the truth and here's where they lied. I mean, at the end of the day, I was watching Fox News and I saw how slow that mall was filling up. And what the law enforcement officer said was, unless you got there early in the morning, you couldn't get in.
The Women's March had about a million people who took Metro. One way in, one way out. So that's about 500.
And they live around here.
And that's about 500,000. There were 570,000 trips on Metro on the day of the inaugural. Divide that by two, it's about 235,000. So they weren't all from around here, and they may have been staying in hotels. But here's the bottom line. There's no doubt that the numbers were smaller than past inaugurals. Why pick that fight?
Right, and he could.
Why go there and make that the thing that everybody's talking about for 3 days when it was not necessary to do so?
But he still could have picked the fight, but flipped it to look what the media did. You tried to scare people away, and not a single Trump participant was a protester, nor was out there causing the riots. And also, we got to recognize when Barack Obama was elected, it was a different situation. We are talking about the first African-American president. And right. In this area, we have a very high African-American population. We also have a very high liberal and Democratic population. I think the three conservatives in the whole area are sitting right here right now.
Sean Spicer should have come to the briefing room and said the following. We understand what a financial burden it was to come here when you live in the middle of the country and you work a middle-class job. These are the kinds of people who supported Donald Trump. They came here. They made a financial sacrifice to do so. They took a plane. They got a hotel that cost them $400 a night. They made a financial commitment. Not only that, they made a commitment of time. They have jobs back home. And you know what? They came here and they stood there and they supported Donald Trump even though there was tear gas in the air and there were riots in the street. And I'm completely happy with the turnout we had.
Absolutely.
And that would have been the end of it.
And the blue-collar man or woman is the one that elected him. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, those states have been hit hard financially.
Calls in just a moment. It is now 7:22.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and I've been on the program for a little over 3 weeks now, and well, here it is, drum roll, I'm down 14 pounds in just over 3 weeks. No cravings, no calorie counting. Best of all, I'm not feeling hungry. Like you, life's too busy to think about a diet and meal planning. It's great because I just follow the plan. If it were complicated or time-consuming, it wouldn't work for me. Here's the thing, I'm learning if you eat the right way, it's amazing how efficient your body is. You learn through how you feel. I don't have the 3 o'clock in the afternoon crash anymore. I don't finish a meal and want to take a nap. Food has become fuel for me. If you have 20, 30, 50, or even more pounds to lose, it works. I'm living proof. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Call them 703-992-0620. They're just over in Tyson's. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get in. Get the weight off for life. EMP180WeightLoss.com. EMP180WeightLoss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
What runs around the house but doesn't move? It's Window World's Riddle My Home event. Stay tuned for the answer.
But there's no riddle where value lives during Window World's Home Makeover Spring Event.
Imagine a whole house of premium 4000 series white vinyl double hung windows. 8 of these beauties, $69 per month installed, and includes custom trim.
A whole house of American made premium insulated siding, $179 a month installed. Includes 18 squares, soffit and face, and all the above backed by the best warranty in the business.
Window World's ultimate makeover. Whole house windows, $69 per month. Whole house siding, $179 a month. Call 703-955-4045 for free in-home estimate. Runs around the house but doesn't move? A fence.
Window World, 703-955-4045. Simply the best for less. America's largest home improvement company. 60 months, 7.99% APR. Bank approval needed.
More of your calls in just a moment. Now it's 7:25 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Greenbelt, Maryland, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, if you're continuing inside the Beltway, that's where you have the crash in East Riverdale just past 410, thus the delays. On 50, your delays beginning just inside the Beltway, and that goes down to New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Freeway, each direction's just been slow. We have the wet pavement this morning, so we have extra heavy volume around the region. 270, the crash cleared south of 118, south on 270. Better on Seven Locks Road. They've reopened Seven Locks just south of Bradley Boulevard. That had been shut down from the start of the rush hour with downed utility pole wires, but they've been able to reopen that. Still closed, though, Fairfax Police, Tommy and McLean, Kirby Road, south of 123, shut down. Tree brought down some wires there. Traffic update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gust exceeding 40 miles per hour. We'll see the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog. We get up to around 50 tonight. Early rain, showers late, low near 40. And then tomorrow, early clouds clear out for the afternoon, high near 50, maybe a stray shower. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
So Sean Spicer comes out and takes issue with the reporting on the crowd sizes in the inaugural. Was that the right way to go? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. I think a mistake. But what do you think, D? In Sterling, you're on with Brian and this morning, Jesse Jane Duff. Hello, D.
Hi. I was calling because I'm still frustrated about the whole situation with the crowds. And then my opinion being misrepresented, my husband and daughter went down and stood in line for 4 hours to try to get in. They said the lines were moving, going, you know, towards security, and suddenly stopped.
Yeah, there were I think the protesters really were an impediment in some places.
They did. Yeah. They did exactly that. And I was at home watching on TV, and he was texting me, I think it's full. I said, it's not full. I can tell you, I'm watching, it's not full. Right. So the protesters prevented people from coming in. And now it looks like, there weren't as many people there.
But well, listen, I think you make a very good point, and that's something we want to talk about. A lot of you are on the lines right now wanting to express an opinion about this. We're going to continue this conversation in just a few moments. Stay on the line. We still have one line or two open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. What do you think should have been done here? What is your feeling about the attacks over this on the media regarding this size of the inauguration? 728.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Oh, Mondays. Am I right? Eating local oysters shucked by an internationally celebrated chef? By the light of the pyrotechnics from a state-of-the-art concert stage with an unobstructed view of your all-time favorite band? And you're gonna have to get up and sing for everything you're worth because it's biologically impossible not to? Man, Mondays.
At MGM National Harbor, even Mondays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Sean Spicer at Tax Media says you didn't accurately report what happened with the inauguration when it comes to crowd size. Is that the fight you want to start with? Well, that's the one we started with. Was it the right move? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. More of your calls coming up after the news. It's 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The news brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The severe storms in the southeast have left at least 18 people dead. A single tornado in southern Georgia's killed 14 and flattened a mobile home park. That same system's bringing us and the rest of the East Coast heavy rain and wind today.
High wind warnings and advisories in place for over 20 million people. We're talking about winds up to 80 miles per hour across some of the major metro cities. Don't be surprised to see gusts up to 60 miles per hour. And of course, temps are in the 40s. Feel very cold outside today.
That's meteorologist Pedram Javaheri. Among the many agenda items in President Trump's first full week in office is meeting several foreign leaders. He spoke over the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the weekend, says correspondent Oren Lieberman.
President Donald Trump characterized it as a very nice call, and it was Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu who said it was a very warm conversation. Here's what they talked about, this coming from the Prime Minister's office. It says the two leaders discussed the nuclear deal with Iran, the peace process with the Palestinians, and other issues.
Trump is set to meet British Prime Minister Theresa May on Friday at the White House.
What she wants to do is to get a better trade relationship with the United States to compensate for any loss of trade with the European Union as Britain pulls out of the EU.
It's correspondent Nick Robertson. New figures from Maryland transportation officials say Governor Hogan's decision to slash toll rates didn't have too much of an impact on the state's bottom line. MDOT says the state collected just $5.1 million less from tolls in 2016 than in 2015. Hogan cut toll rates around the state in 2015, calling it needed tax relief. The state came closer to breaking even thanks to a 9.4% increase in traffic last year. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 19,827, the NASDAQ at 55.55. Sports, the Patriots head to their seventh Super Bowl since 2001. They'll be playing Atlanta. The Redskins promote outside linebacker coach Greg Minuski to defensive coordinator. The Caps host Carolina tonight, Wizards in Charlotte. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now, mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Does your smile hold you back from making that great first impression? Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles, and for over a year now, you've heard Chris Plant rave about my office. Now, it's time to see for yourself. An unsightly smile or poor dental health can be holding you back from unimaginable opportunities. Bad breath can be a sign of gum infection circulating throughout your entire body. With 25 years experience, I could change it all in just one or two visits with Sedation Dentistry. Whatever your needs are, and without passing judgment, I can create the incredible results you want that you deserve to last for years. Don't put it off any longer. Start the new year by getting your mouth healthy and looking great again. And if you're one of the first 25 callers, your exam and x-ray are free. Yes, free. That's a value of $375. So join the hundreds of others who've made the commitment to good health and call 703-925-0800 or visit me on the web at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
7:35 now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, getting the latest now from Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
New crash in Virginia, unfortunately, is going to be on 66 eastbound right as you come up to the Beltway, right at the lane divide to make your exits there. Watch for police at the scene along the right side. Essentially, those delays begin back near the Fairfax County Parkway up through to the Beltway, pretty much almost linking up back out of Centerville. So plan for that long haul. We have a lot of heavy volume getting back to it on Monday morning, and the weather conditions not helping. We'll take you in on the Greenway. Good onto the toll road, just having seeing some volume in that stretch south of Point of Rocks. 15, very slow each direction. Report of a crash in that stretch. 270 southbound. The better news is south of 118, the crash gone, but the heavy volume continues down through to the Beltway. We're just in the morning rush hour, slow traffic. And Seven Locks Road, that has been reopened south of Bradley Boulevard. Earlier shut down for hours with the tree and wires down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gust exceeding 40 miles per hour. We'll see the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50 tonight. Early rain, showers late, low near 40. And then tomorrow, early clouds clear out for the afternoon, high near 50, maybe a stray shower. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Leesburg, 43 in Frederick. We're at 47 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to be talking to Joe Concha. He's a media analyst. And then at 8:35, we'll talk to Diamond and Silk. We are continuing our conversation from before the news about this fight over the size of the crowd. Sean Spicer goes to the White House briefing room for his very first briefing and makes this statement.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
And I don't know that I can say that's true. Certainly not in person. Maybe around the globe. Who knows? The TV ratings were very good, which indicates there were people interested in the inauguration. But you know what? I've been to seven inaugurations. Seven. Many of them from the platform. where the president is sworn in. And I can tell you, in my personal and professional estimation, this crowd was not one of the larger ones that I've seen.
Not in person.
Not in person. And there are many good and valid reasons why that is the case that could have been enumerated, but instead, the White House, in their very first effort in the press briefing room, came out to attack the media for misreporting facts. Well, and quite frankly, they do misreport facts, but not these facts.
He sounded so extremely defensive, and for what? All they had to say is, yes, it was the largest viewing ever based upon television ratings and those who were there in attendance, and I think it would have been a little clearer. Well, he's going to play with those words. I'm sure he's going to say, well, I did say in person and in the world, but we all knew what he was getting defensive over.
But to the larger point, is this the fight you want to have on day one? Because it's been a three-day discussion of crowd size
Instead
of the things that this president is already accomplishing. One way or the other, we'd like to know what you think about it. Howard and Laurel, start us off. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff this morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Jenny. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
What do you think, Howard?
Oh, well, I got to tell you, I was not impressed either. It wasn't so much what he said, but how he said it. He sounded like a petulant child rather than the adult in the room, the
yes.
one with the power in the room. I mean, the real issue is he was upset by CNN tweeting out a picture from 8:30 in the morning rather than the picture from when the president was sworn in.
Yeah, well, look.
And the thing is, had he actually said that,
it would have been much more effective, exactly.
It would have been far more effective and would have driven to the point that he needs to hold the press accountable, which
yes.
is a true statement. And that would have been, but like I said, though, more important than what he said was how he said it.
I agree.
He sounded just like he was combative. And he needs to look at the example that Tony Snow set when he was press secretary.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, listen, thank you for that, Howard. Greatly appreciate it. How about Shannon in Spotsylvania? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
Well, good morning. You guys actually made my point, and that's why I was going to say it. He insinuated, he actually didn't say it when he said watched around the globe, but I agree with you guys. So he's saying that it's been watched, around the world on the internet.
Well, what he said was it was the largest period. And then he said both in person and around the globe. It was not the most in person.
Exactly. And I think that's what they were insinuating. So they got to watch the words, but I agree with you. This was not the fight. We got other fights to say, hey, you need to be honest with what you're doing, and there was a different way of doing it.
All right. Thank you for that, Shannon. Greatly appreciate it. I'm sorry.
And if they want to fight the media, they could have easily come out, because I think they are enjoying fighting the media, to be quite honest.
And what's wrong with that?
But all they had to do was come out and say, you know what? You want to criticize our attendance ratings? Well, guess what? We've heard that how many protesters were keeping our people from getting into
and
the
who
inauguration.
And spread that story?
And the media. And then the next problem is that how many months in advance was the media spreading how hard this was going to be, that the security was going to have to be so tight, that there were potential riots, there were potential tear gas. Now, you get that into everybody's minds. Who wants to come to an inauguration? And they'd rather watch it on TV.
Deborah in D.C., I think, agrees with you. Hello, Deborah. You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane Duff.
Yes, absolutely agree with both of you on all of the points. And one of the things I would have gone further, what I would have done with Sean Spicer, in addition, like you said, thanking everyone for coming, I would have thanked all of those people who stayed away and could not come because they feared for their lives and feared for the lives of their families. They didn't have because of the violence, the threat of violence.
Yes.
And it's very clear. I was born and raised in D.C. I'm right here in Washington, D.C., but you couldn't have paid me to go down there. I'm 55 years old. I really thought about that, But I knew that it was all a tactic to scare and keep people away, because I know that the city was going to do a good job to make sure people stayed safe. And the thing about the Women's March, they didn't have to worry about anything. There were no threats of violence whatsoever. And the bottom line is, who was going to threaten them? Tea Party type people?
Right.
The Trump supporters, they don't do stuff like that.
Right.
So they
that's right, because we respect their First Amendment rights to speak their mind, even if we disagree with them.
Exactly.
We weren't given the same courtesy, and that should have been pointed out in all of this. How about Jack in Warrington? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning. Hello, Jack.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
We went out to the inauguration as well, and it was swarming. I've been to Reagan's and to George Bush's, and there were more people this time than before. Now, but what I find contrasting here is that they had this white decking down on the ground.
You're right. That's a very important point.
Which gave a different message as far as the amount of people, because it kind of highlighted the white area that was empty. But we were slowed down and diverted and walked around by the police to avoid the protesters. Now, that's that one thing. The other thing is about this bust of Martin Luther King.
Well, we're not going to confuse the two right now, Jack. Thank you for that. We'll get into that a little bit later. Look, I only cut you off because time is short here. Let me just say, I will be supportive of this White House, and I will be supportive of this press secretary as much as I can be. But here's the thing. Pick your battles. This was not the battle to fight. And if you are going to fight it, fight in a way in which you compliment the people who came here at great personal expense and at some risk to their lives to participate. Don't get into a fight over stuff when the media are right. You know, pick the real battles when they truly are wrong, and there'll be plenty of those opportunities. Trust me. 743 on WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Call ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To learn more, call 855-432-4898, 855-432-4898, or on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have a crash on 66. Our eastbound commuters really getting hung up most of the way out of Manassas through to the Beltway. Very little break. What happens once you get to the Beltway, since we have fire and rescue now at the scene, it's one far left lane, one far right lane, east 66 at the Beltway. On 95 northbound, as you try to push through Stafford and Aquia, it's a slow go past 610. Crash is blocking one lane. And then into Woodbridge, heavy, 395, most of the way from Etzel Road 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. The slow rush hour. Need extra time this morning with this wet pavement, road spray, not the best visibility. Maryland 270 out of Clarksburg to the Beltway, slow. If you heard me talk about the crash in Germantown, south of 118, that has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory goes into effect until 4 p.m. today. Possible wind gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour. We've got the rain, thunder possible. Patchy fog will get up to around 50. Tonight, rain early and then showers late, low near 40. Tomorrow, we could see a stray shower, high 50. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, very windy and very rainy out there. Please be careful. Listen, let's talk about changes that take place. Well, I mean, you know, the transfer of power is one thing. The complete renovation of the White House that takes place between the time that the Obamas leave and the Trumps arrive was really quite something. And there's always great interest in what a president does with his Oval Office, because they tend to redecorate in a way that sort of pays homage to the way they look at things. And, you know, and so Donald Trump had the red curtains in the White House. They had somebody in measuring the curtains beforehand, have been replaced by sort of gold curtains, which, Donald Trump likes gold. Let's just make no doubt about it. But that is one of the things that caught people's attention. It appears the rug and was very reminiscent of the rug that George W. Bush, may even be the same rug for all I know, that George W. Bush had in the Oval Office when he was president. It was designed by Laura Bush and was said to reflect George W. Bush's optimism about America. And so that was one of the changes. But the thing that's being discussed most of all is the return of Winston Churchill's bust to the Oval Office. That has taken place. And the misreporting of the fact that the bust of Martin Luther King had been removed.
By Time Magazine.
Time Magazine, and yes. There were other reports as well, that they went in for this little event in the Oval Office, and apparently a cameraman was standing in front of the Martin Luther King bust, and the reporters could not see it. They assumed, you know what happens when you assume something, they assumed that it wasn't there, but indeed it was there, and it was misreporting that the Martin Luther King bust had been removed from the Oval Office. Now, here is one where, if you want to take the media to task, take them to task on this. They were incorrect. This is something that is fair game.
Yes.
This is something you can talk about. If they get that kind of factoid wrong, what else are they getting wrong?
It's a ripe market to go against the media, but you don't want to get you don't want to go against them and find out that you're also wrong. And that's why, again, with the protests, all they had to say was, look, the media set this up so that everybody would be terrified to come here. Here we are now with Martin Luther King supposedly being pulled out of the Oval Office. Now, how many media sources, how many radio stations out there were blasting this, and now everybody's saying, see, he's an extremist, see, he's a, and they're never not even going to tune in today or find out that it was a lie.
Yeah, and I think that the record has been corrected, and we are doing our very best here to make sure that people know the absolute truth. Let's see what goes on today. At the Oval Office, that gold Oval Office with the gold curtains and the bright, sunshiny rug, there'll be a lot of activity there today. The president expected to sign executive orders and receive his daily briefing. He will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence at noon. I hope that's a tradition that continues. I think it will. It's something that the Obamas did and others have done. And I think it's a good thing for your vice president to meet regularly with the president. At 5 p.m., Trump will hold a leadership reception with congressional leaders from both parties, followed by a private meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan an hour later. And we are expecting our first formal White House briefing. I guess our second formal White House briefing from Sean Spicer at 1 p.m. today. This no doubt will be must-see TV to see
what kind of approach. Because they're going to approach him again on the mall. And let's hope he keeps his cool and tries to clarify better and doesn't look like a petulant child, as one caller said.
Well, I'm not going to keep beating up on Sean. It's a tough job. Don't get me
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely.
But, let's get it together.
But they got to remember how people view it.
Yeah. And so that's a full day there at the White House. And by the way, we will continue to see activity for this administration on their nominees. We have a couple that are through. Mike Pompeo should be approved by the end of the day. By the end of the week, we'll get a couple more. Rick Perry, for example, is going. UN Secretary Ambassador Nikki Haley and others are going to be approved. So movement is happening. Let's accentuate the positive. It is now 7:51.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your rug cleaning needs, just one call.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Time to get a look at what's going on with your money. Let's check in from the news desk at CNBC with Landon Dowdy. Good morning, Landon.
Brian, good Monday morning to you. Amazon may be gearing up to begin selling auto parts, taking on chains like AutoZone and Advance Auto Parts after striking deals with the nation's biggest makers of replacement headlights, windshield wipers, turbochargers, and more, according to the New York Post. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order as early as today aimed at renegotiating the decades-old NAFTA trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, and another order withdrawing from pursuing the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. Meantime, in what could be a big victory for the new president's America First policies, Foxconn may be headed to the U.S. The Taiwan-based electronics manufacturing giant, best known for assembling the Apple iPhone overseas, is considering building a $7 billion flat panel screen factory here in the U.S., but says it needs some generous incentives first. And as of today, the price of a first-class stamp is 49 cents, up 2 pennies. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead, you have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 still in the hot seat, but the crash cleared now. Eastbound 66 at the Beltway. Just watched it move over to the far right shoulder, but the delay is pretty much in place now through Manassas up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now, coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, we had been in good shape. Unfortunately, now have a crash eastbound on the toll road after the Fairfax County Parkway, so heading through rest and extra time needed. Point of Rocks area, 15 south of the Potomac River. That's where we have the crash. Heavy is 15 in each direction. On the George Washington Parkway, heading north, heading up toward McLean and the Beltway, the crash just before you get to the Beltway, northbound side of the GW Parkway. Southbound, your heavy volume this morning begins 123, takes you down to both the Key Bridge and over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. They treat the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wind advisory until 4 p.m. today. Possible gusts exceeding 40 miles per hour. We'll see the rain, maybe some thunder. Patchy fog will get up to around 50 tonight. Early rain, showers late, low near 40. And then tomorrow, early clouds clear out for the afternoon, high near 50, maybe a stray shower. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 47 degrees, 757.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value. 2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today.
you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
For the checkered flag!
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
There are times when it's nice that things go up, and it's sometimes even better when things go down. Novec, a not-for-profit electric cooperative, provides wholesale power to its customers at cost. Any changes in that cost are passed along through an annual power cost adjustment on bills. The average home's power bill from Novec will again go down in 2017 by nearly $11 a month, making down a very good direction for power bills. Novec, owned by the people they serve.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be talking to media analyst Joe Concha from The Hill. And also at 8:35, buckle up, Diamond and Silk will be with us. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. It's 8:35.